Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, chocolate and beer with a head chef and Ted's meat and potatoes. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right to the birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola. Like to give a shout out to Zach, the best buddy in the world, on another successful birthday. He has been super focused the last 7 months on a successful bodybuilding competition.
No.
Now that's over, it's time to enjoy some real food. So can we get Crackhead talking about dipping irresponsibly, as well as the as we have some men's room San Juan salsa.
Nice.
Also the IPA and the ale from Black Raven. Shout out to Mukilteo Safeway. They had it all. Fresh and ready to be dipped for the birthday shenanigans, taking us in to a long 3-day weekend. Lots of love, guys, from Tom, Patrick, Mama Z, Colin, and the boys.
Y'all got any of that men's room red salsa?
You think maybe you meant Coke to him?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I was doing Crackhead.
You got some of that salsa? You got any more of that salsa left out? I'm really hungry, but it sounds good. Maybe put some in my mouth to see how it feels.
Much different than Coke Ted, Crackhead.
Yeah, well, Coke Ted's fired up. Yeah. That's a Crackhead.
I've had nothing fresh 5 years.
Okay.
Dear God. My underwear stands up.
Crack Ted.
It's crispy.
Wow.
Guys,
they want Crack Ted, they get Crack Ted.
All right, hey. Guys, it's Smokey McReefer here, and I just want to give a quick 40th birthday shout-out to my homeboy, John Noble. Love him to death. How about the Dirty Germans congratulating him on his third successful colonoscopy, and Coach Ted with some advice on his big 4-incher. I mean, big 4-0. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, your third colonoscopy. I hope you're prepared for your fourth.
Yeah, it's a little ironic. He has trouble back there since he is a gas.
No.
Yeah, why is she speaking?
Oh, came in too early there. Come on, woman.
All right, listen. I don't know what he meant by that, but maybe it is only 4 inches. You gonna let that stop you? There's a lot of teams that are better than this team. They can still go out and win. Put that thing to work. You know what I'm saying? What do we say in the locker room every day, Mike? What? Inch by inch, yard by yard.
Inch by inch.
Everyone counts.
It's a game of inches. So use all you got.
Only you gentlemen and questionable serial decision maker, Mike. Shout out to Rich, pronounced Bacon's dad on his birthday today, since he is now successfully retired from his career as a CDL heavy. And we'll have friends over with quite the green retirement package. So can we get a weed week, a bong hit, and perhaps Miles with some dad jokes? Enjoy the sunshine, bitches. That from Bacon.
Weed week. Oh.
You know, back when the Nile River was little, it must have been a juvenile. What? It's a river, John. Ted, you know the difference between toilet paper and wallpaper?
One goes in your toilet, one goes on your wall.
Correct answer. You're supposed to say no, and I'll go, really? That's gross.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right. You don't know the setup. What's the difference between Bono and Jesus?
One thinks he's Jesus, one is.
Jesus doesn't think he's Bono.
There it is.
Guys, did I tell you my ex had a lazy eye?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was seeing someone on the side. A dragon will never explode.
No.
But a dynamite. And what is the latest day, guys, to ban dental products?
I don't know.
Florida.
Did you ever hear the old Rodney Dangerfield about his wife and sex?
No.
Oh, she loves talking to her and sex. Then the night she called me.
Hi, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Oftentimes, this segment, the head chef coming here, talk about food. Miles is always asking, when are we going to eat some food? Miles, today we have chocolate for you.
Woo! Looks like we got a ton of chocolate, too.
We do have a ton of chocolate.
There's a lot of chocolate. That is a lot of chocolate. Man. We have, we're joined by Ron and Kelsey. You guys are from Gosanko.
Yes.
Yes.
And you guys make chocolate here locally in Seattle.
Yes. For the last 38 years.
38 years? Damn. Wow. Geez.
Nice.
Okay. Now, are you guys in grocery stores? Are you do you guys have a shop or do you special order?
No, so we are local. We've got 6 stores right now. We've got 3 down in Auburn, one of them being our factory location. Also at the Outlet Collection down there, as well as a store across from One Main City Hall down in Auburn. We also have a spot at Pike Place down Post Alley, down from the Pink Door. And then we've got a small cafe at the King County International Airport as well. And then we recently just purchased a place up in Leavenworth called The Alps.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just up there.
It's a little outside of Leavenworth, but it's a great little spot, great for pictures, just cutest little spot and ton of different things. So we're into week 3 with that. So don't hold us to too much yet there, but it's been awesome so far. Everybody's been great, and it's turning out really.
And you
well.
Had to drag Mike Sweets in from Black Raven Brewing
of
as well.
Of course, it's their beer. We got to bring it.
I know.
It
I was going to say, how did you guys? Because the beer, the Black Raven, is in the chocolate.
Yes, it is.
So I was introduced to Ron from his cousin, who's a business associate of mine, and I went down there and checked out the factory and. My intention was for us to do a collaboration in bourbon barrels, doing maybe a holiday beer with cocoa nibs. And Ron wanted to do a collaboration actually in a truffle. So I was like, yes, let's try it. So
I love it.
I should also say it's kind of amazing. Like we have, 6 trays of chocolates. and there's two different beers on each one. So, like, it's great you have the Men's Room IPA in there, but I'm like, man, you have all, like, the Black Raven assortment.
Right, and so we just started talking, and he's like, okay, well, we got to do the Kitty Cat Blues because that one's for our owner, and, you know, these are our most popular ones, and we got to do the Men's Room ones because, you know, you guys are a staple around here. So we're like, absolutely, let's go for it. So he brought us the beer, and we just started making, and we did a couple of taste tests with the brewery guys up there going like, okay, here's the first go on it. What do you guys think? And so there was definitely some back and forth like, hey, we need a little more cinnamon, or, you know, maybe if we did a blueberry or the coconut.
Okay,
you know?
What is the, what I've never had, obviously liqueur.
Right.
And things like that. What does the beer do to enhance the flavor of the chocolate? Because I'm not being that I've never had it before, I will hear in a second.
Oh, yes. I will.
I'm just curious how that all kind of, that thought process came about.
It was just like, you need a real kind of a stout beer or a really quality beer to build a good truffle. I mean, a good ganache with it so that it becomes rich and creamy. And you need to be able to get that flavor, too. So you need the right beer to go with the right chocolate. So we've really worked with the milk and dark chocolate that really complement the beer. Like when you get into the Men's Room truffle there, the IPA, you'll really taste it because it really goes good with the chocolate.
All right.
A lot of that is just pairing it and getting it the right way for you.
What percentage of beer do you drink in the process of it? Right. Because anytime, like, so if I'm cooking at home and you require beer or sherry or vodka, like, let's face it, you're drinking some of it and then the rest goes to the
rest. You know, it's one can here, one can there, you know, another can
definitely
here.
Definitely quality, you know, control.
Yes, you know, yes, I understand.
You know, you can't, you know, it was, let me tell you, when we got down to the, I think we have 9 different truffles so far.
We do.
And it's like, when you get down to the end of it, you're kind of like, I'm not really sure what we put in that first one, but, you know, it's going.
Good.
Yeah. But, it's really good. And the relationship that we've, with Mike and stuff over at Black Raven, has just been great. And the partnership of being able to create these beers is just a fantastic marriage made in heaven for
us.
We
would agree with that.
And I think, obviously, you have them make your beer. That's what makes it so great, you know. Again, they know what they're doing. They have some great beers. Can't wait to do some seasonal truffles with their barrel-aged beer coming in the future. So,
is the process as fun as I'm imagining it? Like, when you start, is it just like take a sip of Men's Room IPA, then bite a chocolate and go, all right, it works.
Right, right.
I mean, it's
like
that,
but no, it's like, maybe a couple cans, and then we'll try the chocolate.
All right. Yeah.
But, you know, we have to get the right mixture of making sure it's a lot of fun. But, you know, we started out as a molded chocolate company kind of a thing, doing stuff for Starbucks, Eddie Bauer, Nordstrom, University.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Some of the biggest companies around.
Way back in the day.
And then we just pared down because we got tired of being...
Corporate orders.
Yeah, it's just different,
nickel and
dime,
you know?
And so now we have probably about 4,000 wholesale accounts throughout the country.
Damn.
That we sell to.
Damn.
But we also do company logos, like, and then we do solid molded stuff. Kelsey's grandfather is the artist and sculptor of all of our pieces.
I was going to ask, his family, has this just been passed down through generations
being a chocolate maker? It was my grandfather that started it. He's an artist through and through, and sculpting. So all of our molds started out as a piece of clay that he hand sculpted, and then it got turned into a mold and a plastic tray that chocolate then got put in, and so on and so forth. And whether it got foil wrapped or, you know, it was left as is,
so Easter just kicked ass at your house.
You know what? It was great. Every single time, it's like chocolate was not a problem. It's like, you know, I called my grandpa up, hey, it's Christmas, can I bring in some snowflakes to my class, you know? And so it was like that for me growing up. It's like, hey, I need 20 hearts for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And Dad's like, yeah, I got you, no worries. So,
all right, I got one more, just because you're the only chocolatiers I know. Why don't we make, like, hollow chocolate? Like, why isn't there, like, a chocolate Uncle Sam on the 4th? So, I feel like it's only the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus that get that treatment.
So, I refuse to do hollow chocolate. Just all right. Because as a kid, I felt so ripped off.
Right? You
know, big bunny, and all of a sudden, it's nothing. So, everything we do is, like, solid molded chocolate. So, that's kind of how we got into it. And I actually... I divorced Kelsey's mom and then went to say goodbye to my father-in-law, And then me and him went into the chocolate business.
That's always how it is.
Hey, see you, baby, but you and me and Dad are gone.
Yeah, so, there you go.
So then it becomes, my daughter's been making chocolate with me since she was four, you know, kind of a thing. And
awesome.
It's just been really a lot of fun. And, you know, we've had even my ex-wife helping us and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
all the family and friends over the years, it's, you know, hey, we got this giant order. Everybody comes in and, you know, everybody works on putting labels on bags or twisting bows on or, you know.
Have you guys ever grabbed like a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 or something that's just completely ridiculous? Here's, you know, Steel Reserve. Have you ever tried anything just way out in left field to see if it would work with the chocolate?
You know, I don't know that we have really. I mean, there's been some things.
Rich and rare, whatever.
We make some personal truffles that, you know, I give out to my friends
the whole thing has to go in, otherwise you're making a mess, like,
right.
You know, you
but
gotta,
unfortunately fine. We don't get to sell those because we do that at the holidays and stuff for my friends and stuff. And
we want to be your friends.
I notice you guys will jump on being friends, and we'll take care
of
the price some. But there's some good ones. But yeah, we just have over the years have made all kinds of, you know, berries and truffles to all kinds of, like, we do Grand Marnier rum.
All right.
There's Bailey's, a Southern Peach.
There's
Kahlua. Irish cream, cream de menthe, rum, Yukon Jack.
Yukon Jack?
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's some in those boxes right there for you.
Yukon Jack. I bet it's delicious. It seems like it'd be perfect. It's syrupy.
Yep.
It's like Fireball. Like Fireball to me would be awesome for this, right?
We've got a Fireball, too, as well. So.
Right. Should we try one?
Yes, please.
Yes.
So I guess we got to start with the men's room, right?
Of course. On each tray, there is milk and dark chocolate, so if you have a preference for milk or dark, it's on there for you.
Did Halloween kind of suck for you? Like, if you know, someone gives you a Hershey bar and you're like, man, I know chocolate. This is not the chocolate I want.
I mean, honestly, yeah, to a huge degree.
I figured
but
as
also,
much, right?
It's like, okay, I get enough chocolate. I want
Skittles.
I want the gummies.
Yeah.
I want the candy, right? It's like, I'm good on chocolate. Thanks.
Yeah.
That is really, really good.
Is it?
Yes.
Good. I'm so glad.
Mm-mm.
So
it is a little odd at first because you taste the beer.
Right?
But it doesn't like overpower it.
No.
That's
no.
really
it's
good.
Very
yeah.
complimentary.
Now let me ask for people that don't drink, can they eat them or is there still like booze in it?
So the alcohol content is so low that most people, if they don't drink, tend to not want it. But generally it's more of a flavor thing is what I say. Like,
yeah. For sure.
At the end. I mean, the amount of truffles you would have to eat, you would be throwing up at that point.
So you have bigger problems.
You would be so sick to your stomach to even try and get anywhere with
it. You have
it.
An eating disorder if you eat enough of these to get drunk. Don't worry about getting drunk.
How do you get the goo inside the ball?
So.
Ganache, dude.
So.
We'd tell you, but then we have to kill you.
No, I know.
Right?
So,
will you sell him?
It's top secret. You
right?
Know?
It doesn't have a stopper
hard.
On it. How's it get in there like that?
So really, it's a funnel that we use, paper funnels that we make, that we put the ganache in, and we hand fill every single one of those. Gets hand filled, gets a little dollop of chocolate piped onto it, and then each one, either Dad or I, sitting there at the coating machines, running them through, catching them on the other end and setting them on a tray. And then my stepmom, Susan, she hand decorates every single one of them.
How do you do this for a living and not eat this all day long?
Because I've been doing it for the last 38 years.
How do you not have diabetes?
Yeah, exactly.
How are you not fat?
I do.
Thank goodness.
I own the company, but yet I am a borderline diabetic. And
you got to be proud of it. First on these
right,
products.
Right?
I'm
you
serious.
Gotta own it. But what you find is you tend to want the quality chocolate. You know?
Yeah.
If you're going to get diabetes,
not eating quantity.
Eat the good stuff.
Right?
Yeah, it's quality for sure.
I'll be damned.
That light Pilsner one with the salt on top. All right, that is
isn't that delicious?
Right, so that's a lime-infused salt that's on top of that. So they're like, you know, we need a little something. So we're like, how about the salt? And then we found the lime-infused salt.
Yeah, that's a Coco Jones one. Fantastic.
Disco Sango, awesome. Do you guys have a website?
We do have a website. These are not there yet. We are, we've got them in our stores currently, along with, I think as of today or tomorrow, we will be having the Black Raven beer in our stores as well.
Okay.
So we're getting there. If somebody wants these specifically, they can certainly call and we will facilitate getting that to them.
I like you have a store post alley. I could put down a couple of these and go get a pint.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So our website is gosankochocolate.com. It's pretty straightforward. GOSANKO.
Absolutely chocolate. Delicious.
Yeah.
Great stuff. It's fantastic.
For everybody. And I did want to mention, we did the 16th anniversary for Black Raven the beginning of this month. First time selling the beer truffles and everything. And what we did was a dollar from every truffle sell went to the Fisher House.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So we raised enough that we sent them an $850 check.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So Sweet finally lived up to his name.
Yeah,
it's true. Yeah, thanks so much for including us in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have a date for your guys' 20th, right? In September, I guess.
I believe so.
Yeah.
You tell us.
We're working on it.
We'll put that on.
Right? So they're like, you guys want to come out again? We're like, absolutely. So we will be there again when you guys are doing your party to sell truffles and raise some more money again for the Fisher House. Because it just totally was awesome. Everybody was loving it. People kept coming back. One guy almost cried when he had the Coco Jones. I was like, I've just had two of them.
You made our afternoon. Thank you so much. Ron, Mike, Kelsey, that's awesome, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Child of the Day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
I count us 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk. Some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Selfie editing tools are distorting young people's perception of themselves. No, duh.
I mean, yeah, but also they know they're doing it.
Right, but after a while, you kind of become numb to it, and then that becomes reality.
This is how I present myself.
Correct. It's how you present yourself. It's how your peers present themselves, and so it's a constant competition.
It's like makeup.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it's how you present yourself. When you think about it, you don't see yourself a whole lot. They probably see themselves a lot more than we've ever seen ourselves.
Sure.
But then when they start looking in the mirror, something that doesn't have the filters and all the garbage on there, then they just sit there
and
trash on themselves. You bet, dude. Just knock it off, kids. It's not worth it, man. It's just not worth it. If you live near an airport, you may be inhaling onion-like, quote-unquote, jet particles.
Ooh, onion-like. Well, onion-like. What makes them onion-like?
My guess is the smell.
Or taste.
Okay.
Yeah, but I can afford this house.
Well, there you go.
That's a fact. That's a fact. As long as you're good with the jets landing.
Yeah.
And you're all good.
Well, jets, they dump fuel all the time. So my question is, does it just evaporate before it hits the ground?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. I mean, from altitude, yeah, I would think.
I got giant-ass planes that are always flying over my house. I think they're landing at the base.
Oh, that would explain.
Just every night I got this.
Oh, where you live? They're probably in the military stuff.
Yeah. I got this massive bird just...
I think you notice more. Like, yeah. I've lived in, like, I don't know. Like, when I was on Capitol Hill, like, they came down, like, the path they always take. But it was so kind of, like, after a while, you kind of just tune it out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, these ones are...
Right, but if you have those big military planes, and they only show up, like, once in a while during the day, you're going to notice them.
Oh, yeah.
The big Bertha.
Yes. Apparently, your blood and your urine can reveal how much junk food you're eating.
Well, sure. Yeah. I would think that's the case.
Right.
Well, your saliva.
Right.
Probably analyze a booger and figure that out.
Right.
Poop. You name it.
There was a man in China that went to the hospital with a persistent cough and was diagnosed with parrot chlamydia.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, man.
Because he was just inhaling chicken poop.
Yeah, parrot chlamydia.
Oh, yeah.
That's why
How was he inhaling this?
He was probably
worked on the farm.
I believe so, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, why did they call it
parrot chlamydia? If it comes from a chicken.
I don't know.
And why do they call it chlamydia? I saw that. Man has parrot chlamydia. My mind went to the wrong place.
Like, right. What is that? Okay, sick bastard. What does that do?
Parachlamydia?
So I got it.
Clearly it gives you a cough.
Now what?
Respiratory.
Do I just repeat what people say? What happened?
Sorry, no, I'm parachlamydia. I'm not trying to make fun of you.
Live your life in a cage.
Just aping you.
A new study revealed that Jupiter is currently half of its original size.
I saw that.
It's right.
Ozempic.
Cool. Jupiter on Ozempic.
Mm-hmm.
Good for it.
Junebug.
Isn't that? I thought Jupiter was famous for its rings and its size.
No rings.
No, it's got the big
Who's
spot.
Who's got the rings?
Saturn. It's the other gas giant. Yeah.
Oh.
Jupiter's got the big old
and
red
your mom.
Spot.
Yeah.
Jupiter's the planet with herpes.
Yeah.
Jupiter should see a doctor with that red spot.
It should. Mm-hmm.
Jupiter's got a zit.
Ask your doctor about Jupiter.
A compound food in your a compound found in your breakfast food, be it in rice, wheat, apples, coffee, it can help prevent spasms in your heart.
Should we be worried about spasms in our heart in general?
So if I don't have it, I'm doing the right thing.
Exactly.
Oh, good. I'm good.
I mean, I don't...
I've never had a spasm in my heart.
I don't know what all you need to worry about when it comes to spasms with your heart, but the word spasm in heart does not give me good feelings.
It doesn't, but it's just that's not anything to cross my mind until just now.
Right. What does a heart spasm feel like?
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Right? Like, is that a chest tightness?
Is it a heart attack? No. Heart spasm.
Do I feel it like a hiccup, which is another spasm?
Right, right.
So do I all of a sudden just...
I don't know. I don't want to find out.
Heavy concentration of blood just flowing through there.
Eat your rice, man.
Yeah, man.
In the morning.
I was going to say, a heart spasm sounds bad.
Yeah. Men on social media are trimming their eyebrows to look more masculine.
Trimming their eyebrows?
Yeah. I don't know. And there's just as much pushback on this and there is people
it's stupid.
Doing it. I think it's a bunch of people that are trying to make their mark on social media.
If you got a big, long one, pull it out. Other than
that's
that.
What I do. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you guys see me. I'm over here just grooming myself throughout the entire doggone show. right? You get that one that hits your vision, like, all right.
You got one that's like three times as thick as all the other ones. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That boy
and it always just one that's like 3 feet long. I'm like, where'd you come from?
I got one coming out of my ear, man. It's like the size of a maple tree.
No kidding, dude.
Pull that hair out. I'm like, Jesus, man, I could cut someone with this.
Yeah, like once a month, I go to the barber shop to kind of trim my beard and get my head shaved. And I got to be like, we hit my eyebrows, hit my ears.
There you go. Yeah. But you're not doing it so you can look more masculine. I've never thought of that as a more masculine. You're just
No. I just want to get. Sometimes I'm old enough. You get those big long
sure,
ones.
Sure, you're just cleaning yourself up.
And it's a bitch to pick it out.
Yeah, that hurts.
Shave my eyebrows once. We did one, me and my buddy Leon. Turns out you look really, really stupid, so we realized it'd be better just to shave them both. And it takes people a hot minute to figure out why you look different.
Yeah.
So you're rolling into the bar. We're not going to tell
you. Is it a better look?
No. It looks god awful, right. Man.
Your face looks smoother than normal.
We had a kid at school didn't have eyebrows. We called him Browley.
I know. I had a buddy when I was in grade school that put duct tape on his eyebrows, and that's how we got rid of his.
What?
Yeah.
Why did he not like his eyebrows?
It's not that he didn't like him. He was just stupid, and he put duct tape on his eyebrows. Okay. This was like sixth grade, man. Like, this was young enough to where we were just doing stupid stuff.
Ah,
like that.
Kids.
Scientists have found an anti-spice compound in chili peppers that apparently turns down the heat.
Cool.
All right, so you still get the flavor?
Yes.
Oh. And I'll buy some.
Hell yeah. Giant robotic bugs are in development and should be making their way to farms to help weeding crops in the near future.
Weeding. Like eating the weeds?
Pulling them out.
Oh.
They're robotic bugs. So, yeah, I'm guessing that they're just going to go along your crop. They're going to be like, hey, look, a weed.
You said crop, right? Listen, robotic bugs just sounds like a bad idea. Maybe it's me.
Why?
Robotic bugs. I don't know. I just feel like something goes wrong with this. Robotic bugs.
Robotic bugs. They're just cleaning up the weeds in the doggone garden.
All right.
New science reveals that while it does suck, being bored is actually good for us.
Sure.
Okay. And basically what it was doing, it is saying is what we've said over and over again, that sometimes you need to learn how to sit with yourself. Sometimes you need to learn to let your mind expand, and it teaches you how to be creative without an outside stimulus, without the constant assault of outside stimulus with you.
Yeah.
Gives you a minute with your thoughts. So I thought, how do we get healthier in this room?
The Men's Room Top 10.
The million ways.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 of the most boring things in life, according to science. Watching paint dry. Reading War and Peace. A time-lapse video of a naked mole rat being born.
Oh, God.
And watching Mike Hawk gleefully house down a bowl of buttered noodles. Also quite disturbing with the sound he makes as he slurps and licks like a pug going to town on his fur missile.
Jesus.
That's why I eat in here. Oh, bless you.
Jesus.
So I can avoid all the judgment from apparently VD. Damn.
Like a pug going to town on his fur missile.
God.
I don't know if I want to hear him say that term again.
Fur missile.
So these are the most boring things in life according to science. They give us the bonus of being broke. Sort of an abstract pick here, since being broke isn't necessarily boring in and of itself, but it generates boredom due to restricting one's options for activities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that bored was my main concern, but they're not wrong.
Right.
So. I mean, I think it's more boredom of, like, you can't do the stuff other people are doing.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can't go to concerts, you can't go to the bar, you can't watch TV, you can't, you know, how broke are we talking here?
Well, you don't have to be broke. It's so expensive. But, I mean, I think every kid would cry about Disney World. Like, we never went when I was a kid. It was too expensive.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been as an adult. But, like, same thing. Like, as a kid, you're just like, oh, my God, we're so poor.
Oh, yeah. Waiting in line at the post office.
Well, sure. Waiting in line anywhere is boring.
When's the last time you waited in line at a post office, though?
Probably the last time I went to the post office in 18 and 27.
Oh, I had to do it a few weeks ago. It's really? Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got one person working there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
either the nicest person in the world or the DMV I don't give an F.
Right. Something got fouled up when I was changing my addresses and I needed to go into the post office here not terribly long ago. And I was surprised at how long it took to get up the front.
Mine was like picking up a package that they wouldn't deliver to my house and whatever.
Really?
Left me a note.
Actually, I will say that the post office employee I had was great.
Yeah.
She was like, it should be at this post office, not here. And I was like, look, this is what they told me, blah, blah, blah. And then she was like, give me your phone number. It might not have left yet. And I drove away. It was like 10 minutes. And she's like, if you can come back, we could save it. I was like, thank you.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever it is, if I'm waiting in line at the post office, when I get to the front, they're with me for like 2 minutes and then they're done.
Yeah. You don't take long.
No.
Yeah. Right. It was just something perishable. So I was like, I had to get it.
Right. Sitting in a waiting room.
Yes. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, it's called a waiting room. They don't want to call it the dungeon of boredom.
Well, and having that door on the other side over there that you don't know anything that's going on. You don't know how they're wrapping up. You know, if you're waiting to talk to somebody, if you're sitting outside, you can watch them and you can see, you know, the body language of when this conversation is wrapping up. You don't get that in a waiting room.
No.
You just need to sit there. And every time that door opens, everybody pipes up like it's their food coming out of the restaurant.
The only one I hate waiting for is when you got to wait to get blood drawn. There's half the people in there are coughing and they're in there because they're sick. You know what I mean?
I just need to get my blood drawn.
Last time I was in there, I was waiting forever, and there was one loud dude. Just, he was funny. I thought it was great. It was adding some levity to the room, and then finally his wife was like, stop, you're annoying everybody.
No!
Like, you know me, I almost wanted to chirp up. Like, he's the only
be quiet.
Yeah.
Right?
Let the man talk.
Most boring thing.
Run a 4 minute mile, and he'll shut up.
Oh, yeah. Call back.
Yo.
The most boring things in life, according to science, TV commercials.
It depends on the commercial, man.
They say after memorizing every word and phrase and commercial, they become so predictable and formulaic that I could recite them in my sleep. But that's just what we had to live with when we were kids.
But I think the people, oddly enough, the people, in my opinion, that make the best commercials have the dullest job, which is typically insurance.
Yes.
They do have good, they have funny commercials.
And look, the industry itself is as dull as it can freaking beast.
Well, they gotta make good commercials.
But their commercials are pretty decent, right? As far as entertaining you and getting you. Like, look, what we're trying to sell you, you probably have to have it. You don't want to pay for it. You know we're gonna scam you, but you still have to have us. Here's a funny commercial.
Yeah. It's been 3 years they've been doing it for football, Burger King. But if me and Mike and Sean are in a room and it comes on at the end of it, we'll all go,
you rule. You rule.
I'd do it.
Right?
It's every week.
BK. Have it your way.
Well, then they turn
the rule.
You know, you see your quarterback get obliterated on the field. Whopper, whopper, whopper. Yeah. Listening to politicians.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just.
That's never been exciting.
No, it hasn't.
No.
Watch C-SPAN.
And you know what? Every politician does now. It's just fact. That's fact. That's fact. That's fact. Like, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
There's no way you could be having an argument and you both have facts.
Correct.
That's not how they work.
We got all the black and white out here.
Right. Only one thing can be the fact.
Right. Slow internet connection.
So I think that's a sign of the time. Same with commercials. I don't think commercials used to bug us as much, but like the internet's gotten so fast that like that 30-second commercial you got to watch on your computer, like, geez.
Son of a bitch.
No kidding.
Right.
Yeah.
Depends on where you are.
Wait, when I was in high school, you had to wait minutes for just to load.
Right, just to get load on up. The internet.
Yeah.
That picture was big. It took forever to download.
Somebody pick up the phone! Damn it! To re-download this porn photo.
It stopped halfway.
But that was most
on my dot
right at the nipple line.
Going through junk mail. I don't go through it. I just, honestly, my personal email is absolutely flooded now.
Oh, that's cool.
I just wait for the notification on my phone that is from a name I recognize, and then I'll read the email. Everything else is trash.
Yeah.
I mean, Gmail's good. It kind of separates them.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I mean, I check it every day a few times, and if there's new one in there, cool. But, like, I rarely go to the trash.
Yeah.
Well, how much junk mail are you going through that it qualifies as boring?
Well, technically, there's no such thing as junk mail.
It's mail.
Yes.
Being on hold.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing as the waiting room. You
can't leave.
You got no context of anything.
I'm on the callback tip.
Yes.
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 Just call me back when you're available.
Would you like us to keep your number and we'll call you back?
Yes, I would.
Please. I don't know why. I'm a hard head. I'm going to wait this out. Put it on speaker.
Yeah, there's literally
like
no
watching
reason.
The water boil. No, I'll put it on speaker. Wait, but I do other things.
Yeah. Correct. I don't know why.
That's why I put it on speaker. Like, I'm not just going to sit here with the phone in my hand, but I'm going to go do other things.
They say standing in lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, it depends on what you're waiting for. There's a difference between being in the DMV or being in a line at In-N-Out Burger. Because you know in the end, you're going to get something better. Disney, not a bad long line, but in the end, should pay off.
Should pay off.
Right. I just don't like lines. Yeah. You're not wrong. You're absolutely right. But I just don't like lines.
Well, sometimes it's annoying because you're like, dude,
this is a sporting event. It's about ready to start.
Right.
You got to get these people through.
Right. Come on, man.
Yeah. Other times, it's a sporting event, and everyone says, rah, rah. You know? Mm-hmm. I feel like with the sporting event, yeah. You don't know.
Yeah, you got to.
Sometimes you're fired up. Other times, you're just stuck in line.
You got to be a part of the wave.
Yeah.
I think the restaurant, if you're waiting, or like sometimes food trucks get so popular. Those, to me, for some reason, are the hardest. Like, come on.
Because you always get that person that gets to the front. You've been waiting for 10 minutes. How have you not looked at the menu yet, dude?
There's a couple places in my neighborhood, by the way, where a TikToker has gone in there.
Oh, yeah?
Month. Couldn't get in there for a month.
Oh, crap.
I mean, seriously. You're like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
It's a... Nah, I'm not going to say the name of it.
Right.
Because I don't want you to go.
That's right. Keep away.
Yeah. So I can go.
Kind of wondering what place it is now.
There's two of them.
Write them down.
Yeah.
And this is the most boring thing in life. According to science, it's another type of line. Being stuck in traffic.
Yeah. You know what, though? I will say, getting stuck in traffic infuriates me so much that I'm not bored. I am frustrated. I am hostile, just like everyone else. But, sure. Like, if you said, are you bored right now? Like, you know what, man? Honestly, no. I am not bored. Like, I am so pissed off, I'm not bored. It's like watching your favorite team get slaughtered in a game. Like, technically, the game is boring, but I'm so emotionally invested in this moment. I'm not bored. I'm angry.
It depends on what you're getting to as well.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you get stuff in traffic, and, like, you don't have anything going on, so it's like, all right, this sucks. But, like, that commute from my house, it took me 45 minutes one day. And I was, like, late, and I was just like, you've got to be kidding.
I'm going through this to go to work.
Right. I mean, it's literally like a 12 to like 15 minute commute.
Uh-huh. Right. It usually takes me about 45 minutes to an hour to get in here to work. When we were doing the fantasy football with the morning show.
Yeah.
I was in there always at 9 o'clock in the morning that I had to be here at 9 a.m. in downtown Seattle. I would leave at 7 o'clock in the morning and I would be here 10 minutes before my segment with them.
God, man.
It sucked. A Buffalo University graduate accepted his diploma while being chased by police, Miles.
What? Why would he be chased by police?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we managed to drive?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Take your time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 46-year-old Keenan Pearson, quite unfortunately, of Seattle, Washington. Keenan is a repeat and serial public masturbator. He's been busted multiple times, pulling the pud, as it were, and he does it in public places, and he has multiple convictions for it. Well, he's not in jail, so he continues to have, well, you know, practice his craft publicly, most recently at a grocery store in the International District, Uwijimaya. Now, in this case, multiple people called 911 to report that a man was choking his chicken in front of customers. Again, this dude is not subtle. Anyway, of all the responding officers who could have showed up, it was, of course, one Sergeant Johnson. Now, swear to God. What's more, Sergeant Johnson. When Sergeant Johnson asked her honoree his name, our honoree responded with, and I quote, Master Bader. Keep in mind, this is, as an officer, is about to place you under arrest, standing in the middle of a grocery store. When asked what he was doing in the grocery store, our man replied, quote, stroking. That's it. Not stroking it, stroking it, just stroking. And as you might expect,
to the east or the west,
he was arrested. What the hell with this guy, man?
So we're toasting the officer.
Yeah, it could be Sergeant Johnson. You should have talked to a guy with his
Sergeant Johnson.
Sergeant Johnson. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.